USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump scheduled to give the annual State of the Union speech in the House Tuesday night, and Democrats have picked who is giving the Democratic response.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will take the national stage to rebut President Trump's State of the Union address. It's part of an election year spotlight Democrats want to put on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump narrowly captured. The 48-year-old governor's ascendance is coming as Democrats are hoping to solidify gains with female voters. Whitmer's selection has led to increased speculation that she could be a running mate pick, though she claims she's not interested. I'm Chris Barnes.
And closing arguments wrapping up in the impeachment matter in the Senate, with the final vote set for 4 p.m. Eastern Wednesday, President Trump expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A Super Bowl champion finding a unique and very different way to celebrate after the big game in Miami Sunday night. USA Radio's John Hunt on the story.
After the Kansas City Chiefs stormed back to win the Super Bowl, defensive tackle Derek Nnadi celebrated the victory in a very unique way by helping animals in need. The Kansas City Pet Project announced on Facebook the star player had paid off the adoption fees for every single adoptable dog at each of their locations. Thanks to his incredible support, following the win, more than 100 available dogs will have their adoption fees sponsored starting today. They said they've had an average of 20 new dogs coming into the shelter every day, so this comes at a great time as our shelter is full of wonderful pets looking for homes. I'm John Hunt.
And an update now on the coronavirus. More than 400 people have died in China. There are at least 20,000 confirmed cases there, 11 confirmed cases here in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's a political interview making lots of news. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden snapping at NBC's Savannah Guthrie as she asks him about his son Hunter's dealings with Ukraine.
Has it occurred to you that there's a certain irony here, that here the president is accused of and has acknowledged wanting to get information about your son Hunter and his dealings with Ukraine, and this process of impeachment has ensured that everyone knows about Hunter's dealings with Ukraine?
That's a good thing, and no one's found anything wrong with his dealings with Ukraine, except they say it sets a bad image.
Well, do you agree that it sets a bad image?
And my son said that.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
And the exchange on NBC News gets more uncomfortable.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Don't you think that it's just one of those things where people think, well, that seems kind of sleazy. Why would he have that job if not for who his father was?
He's a very bright guy.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining almost 144 points to close at 28,399. The NASDAQ up 122 points. The S&P 500 gaining 23 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.